He said that shit in a concert for Larry Hoover. That's unbelievable.
Welcome back to PPS. We're talking about crackers. And I don't mean the snack. We've done
more like the E&M Cusick kind.
Of the E&M Cusick variety. We've kind of ranked cracker snacks before. It's just
part. Yeah, we did like Goldfish.
And that list was terrible.
A little.
Give me the fucking, not the LeBron Goldfish, the Mickey Mouse Goldfish. That's why I was Mickey thinking Mouse LeBron.
That's such a classic.
I think that was
Mickey
like
Mickey Mouse Goldfish. That's bad. Not bad, bro.
Give me the Rainbow Goldfish all day. I could vacuum clean it up. I could put my mouth to those and just like inhale them.
Pause.
Yo. Hey, yo, guy's the fucking fish king. You act like you don't do that shit.
No, I'd be serving it up all day. No cap.
Okay, man. Anyways, I got a. White people are sharing white people vernacular they should use more. That's rich coming from you. Is that really a white I guess it is. Now that I think about it, like I never thought about it. Some of them are like I actually kind of think about being a professional cracker. I'm gonna say if I've used the term or not. I've definitely said that's rich coming from you. You could probably find audio of me saying it on PPS.
That's a good, it's a good phrase.
That one's not bad, but like, okay, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Like, who's ever actually said that? Like, have you actually heard anyone say that?
No, it just makes me think of that picture of Daniel Jones.
This guy bothering you?
I mean, nobody says it outside of, movies or something.
Let's skedaddle. I've said that as a joke before. For sure. It's funny.
I say skedaddle a lot. I say kerfuffle a lot, too.
Let me be frank. Okay. Let me be Bryce, then.
Let me be clear. Okay. Let's just... Oh, this is off to a good start.
Oh man! Now listen here, pal. I've definitely said that. But like as a joke.
Anything with pal is like
it's funny. S-tier. That's funny. Cup of Joe. I've definitely said cup of
Joe. I say cup of Joe every day. You could go to Discord, type in cup of Joe. I show up like 100 times. It's just way more fun than saying like coffee. Or
it is. Every time there's a bad cup of coffee, I'm like, damn, this shit the cup of Joe from Polar Express.
That shit looked delicious. It's not even
that shit looked like it would keep you up for 6 days, dog. That's probably why he was able to live on top of the fucking train.
Probably.
You're barking up the wrong tree. I've definitely said that.
I do like that.
How do you like them apples? I got her number. How do you like them apples? Bad movie. No, I'm joking.
What?
Not bad, but definitely overrated.
Okay, well, no. Also, did How You Like Them Apples not come from Good Will Hunting? Like, was that
I
saying
don't know.
Before?
I'm actually kind of terrified to find out. Because I can't imagine people in, like, the 80s or 70s saying that.
Like, unironically? Like,
Newsflash, buddy.
I love Newsflash.
That one's funny. I've definitely used it.
You want to get with the program, pal?
When the check for dinner comes, what's the damage?
I love that.
That one's funny. That one's actually hilarious. I can't lie.
That one's fantastic. Everything about like dinners, like asking for the check and stuff like that is fucking golden, genuinely.
Let's blow this popsicle stand. It's not really real. Not really anyone says it.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it from time to time, but
Not actually, like I like to be
not like
funny.
actually. Yeah. I also say let's blow this ice cube stand because that's what they
What?
said in Ice Age. It's what they said in Ice Age 2, the meltdown.
Did they really?
Yeah, because you know how the place is melting?
Yeah, let's blow. I like that. That's
So
funny.
yeah, so like this, let's blow this ice cube stand.
When offered a snack, no thanks, I'm trying to quit. Yeah, I've definitely heard that one actually.
Yeah, I mean that's a classic.
When the stoplight turns green, the car doesn't go. Not your shade of green,
That's
I'm gonna definitely whip that out.
fantastic.
I'm gonna definitely
That
start using
is
that. I've
fantastic.
never heard that before, but that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, considering Blacksburg drivers, I could whip that out on a daily
Dog, don't
basis.
even get me started. Pretty much
I
every
can't
time,
imagine. Not in the big city.
I'm at a fucking stoplight, it's like that.
Yeah.
Getting in the car, ready to rock and roll. Oh yeah, definitely heard
I
that
say
one.
time. Anytime anybody gets in my car, I bust out of some ridiculously awful saying.
You got calling someone a wise guy. Yeah, definitely. I've been called it many times.
We're wise guys.
White people at work doing their job, living the
White people at work seeing their work bestie, this guy.
they just let anybody in here, huh? I absolutely have pulled that one out before.
I love that. It's
It's
so
funny.
endearing.
We had a hold your horses.
Hold your horses is
That's
universal.
classic. Whoa, Nelly.
Just reminds me of Brad Nessler.
That's the bee's knees. All right, no one has said
Oh
that
my
in like
God.
40 years.
The bee's knees, the cat's meow, like who's nobody says these things.
Let's just soak it in, dude. No, that's the one.
Abbreviate this moment.
The one drunk friend at the party for real.
Literally. Yo, I love you guys so much, bro. Let's take a moment to
You
just
can't win
breathe
them
this
all,
in.
champ. Yeah. I don't make the rules. Oh, that is a fucking go-to. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's another go-to.
I say that all the time. I mean, and I say like, I don't make the rules. I just play the game, you know?
Oh, this is a Saul Goodman fucking classic. Let's get down the brass tacks.
Literally, he says that every episode
I'm
for
pretty sure
what?
he says that like over under 13 and a half times he says that. It's probably a little under. He
I'm
says
taking
it
the over there. That's a
frequently
good line, though.
enough. Why I oughta. son of a gun.
I say son of a gun a
Oh,
lot.
for Pete's sake. Who is
Okay,
Pete?
nobody says
Oh,
that.
I've heard it.
He's the dog from Disney.
Looky here.
No, looky here, looky here. Oh, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I say that far too
Dude,
often.
it's funny.
Jesus, all the Jesus varieties, like I know we're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain, but like he's not my Lord,
Like
so
Jesus
you know.
H. Christ,
I
like,
love Jesus H.
oh, it's
Christ.
so good. Be there in a jiff. You say that.
Yeah, be there in a jiffy, bro.
Answering the phone with yellow.
I
Oh
do that.
man.
Oh Lord.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Oh my God. Every time it's
Yeah.
hot, every time it's hot, at least a million white people feel the need to say that shit.
And on the flip side is
It's a dry heat.
it's not cold, it's just windy.
Or it's like it's not hot, it's just a dry heat. Like, come on.
Yep. And then when it rains, man, we needed this.
Oh my God.
We really needed this rain. Like, really, did we
For
actually?
crying out loud. Oh shit.
In the name of
Oh, what in the name of... All right, but that's I guess all the white people phrases. They're funny, dude.
We want more.
We need more.
Yeah, we need more white people phrases, because I'd be using that shit on the reg. It started like ironic, but once you realize how truly great they are, you just can't stop doing it normally.
But like, it's just like it's just something about them.
They're just hilarious.
Let's go by
for no reason.
Damn, it's a ranker list. I've never seen this before.
I know.
The white people love saying went down the wrong pipe with the H.
That is so fucking true.
Oh, man. When they hear a child crying, well, someone's not happy. Come on.
Oh, what made you so upset, little buddy?
Actually, what I do when I hear like a child cry in public, I'm just like, I agree, man.
When I hear a child crying, I just, you know, and let me not make a joke here. That'll incriminate me a little bit.
What? Okay. Do I need to call the FBI?
Sir. We need to contact you.
White people love saying, get these away from me after they've eaten a few chips.
At me after eating P.F. Chang's dynamite shrimp.
White people after you got a tan or sunburn looks like you got some sun. Come on. It's true. White people love to say, well, there's my workout for the week after climbing two flights of stairs.
Yep.
Oh, shit. White people be like, see you next year at 11:59 on New Year's.
Yep. Or I haven't showered since last year.
This ain't my first rodeo. Oh, yeah. White people, when you ask them how it's going, be like, it's going. Are we all just the same?
What? Them crackers?
Crackers.
I mean, I wouldn't say all the same, but...
Man, yeah. White people be like, fancy meeting you here when their friend shows up to a pre-planned dinner.
I mean, listen, I say that to people, like, all the time. Every time I see somebody God. I know in public, I bust out the BoJack Horseman. What are you doing
here? This one I can attest to. White people love saying it must be free when something isn't scanning at the register. I mean, every time. And I mean,
that's a classic, though.
Dude.
Like, that's more than acceptable.
White people love not swearing. They'd be going, ha, freaking hilarious, or no freaking way.
Are you serious right now?
Oh, man. White people on the phone be like, I'll touch base with you tomorrow.
Yeah, touch base.
Oh, man.
I'll ping you.
The white person says, I'll tell you what, you're about to get the best deal ever.
I'll tell you what, since you were so nice, I'll give it to you for free.
White people love saying ready, Freddy, when they're about to leave someplace. Oh, shit. White people, whenever they eat something spicy, whoa, this is going to clear my sinuses.
Oh, my God. Every time. God. Every time.
White people be like, let's take a silly one now after the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can attest to that one. 1,000,000 fucking percent. 100 fucking percent, yeah. White people be like, white people at the server ask if they need anything else. Yeah, $1,000,000.
And more bread, please.
white people say "let that sink in" like it's a mic drop. God.
White people, these are 10 times funnier when you imagine the white person saying them as like Tucker Carlson or something.
White people love saying, "Must have knew we were coming when there's a front row parking spot open." Oh, I do that. I've definitely done that one. White people love saying, "Whoa, it's a party in here" when entering a crowded elevator.
Yep. Oh my god, the fucking progressive, like, becoming your parents commercial about,
the guy turning.
Yeah, the guy in the fucking elevator, like, "We got any out-of-towners in the elevator?" Dude. White people be like, "Going up or going down?"
What do you mean, white people?
Yeah, I mean, why do you feel the need to ask the question?
White people. White people love saying, "I'm still nibbling on it" when the waitress tries to take their plate.
Yep. I say that too.
White people love saying 50 Cent. They really do.
My dad says that shit, bro. To this day, he says 50 Cent.
White people love saying "gracias" to the cashier at Chipotle.
Oh my god. They really do, though.
I've never heard that one. I assume that, yeah, that does definitely happen. If they see,
you know, a non-white, like, person working somewhere, they're like, "Where are you from, honey?" Which is hilarious, because they sound genuinely curious, but it's like, bro, you just can't be asking people
like,
that.
Why are you asking that?
It's like, Delaware? Do you know who the most famous person from Delaware is?
Probably right now, Joe Biden.
Wrong. He's second.
Who is it then?
It's Aubrey Plaza.
Is more famous than Joe Biden?
Yeah, apparently. I think probably because of White Lotus or whatever.
I'm gonna disagree respectfully.
Hey, she told me, so, you know, we talk, so.
Right, obviously.
It's my bestie. They play in soccer in my backyard, so.
What did we say about that?
Hey, listen. I mean, misinput, you calm the fuck
down. That's a misinput. Misinput.
Hey, you know, the brain gave the wrong input to the tongue.
It was a misclick.
Yeah, I accidentally reinstalled League of Legends. I misclicked. I did not actually, I promise.
My 2 years strong, baby. Yeah, just over, right? Or is it?
Yeah, we just hit 2 years this week, you know? That's how I celebrated Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Some of y'all go out to dinner. Raza celebrates his League of Legends hiatus.
Yeah, it's...
It's more
than not a hiatus. Yeah,
it's
retirement.
I was gonna say it's more than a hiatus. It's retirement.
Yeah. Now I spend my days grinding bricks on fucking Lego Star Wars. So
are you
when I finish
get...
this game, I'll have nothing left.
I don't know. I mean, the new Harry Potter game.
Yeah. Okay. Not paying $70 to walk around campus fucking potting plants and talking to first years. If I can't kill random people in the game. Like, they could have made GTA with Harry Potter. And they were like...
I know. The beebs are really funny. It's like when the first year comes up to me and asks me where the bathroom is. I have a cadaver.
Don't talk to me, bro. Don't call my house.
Don't come by my house. No. Don't remember that movie.
It's Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
It is Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Damn, bro. Keep that in your pants.
Sorry.
Fucking ripped ass.
New city, Same dickheads driving fast cars.
Well, that's what that was, yeah. Diver Wimpy Kid though
Best
was
cinema.
it was it I'll be real, the first one I remember when it came out, and that shit that shit it changed my life.
Said I could never let you down.
I can never let me down. No, that shit was film when I was a kid.
Yeah, Diary of a Wimpy Kid walked so Banshees of Inisherin could fly.
You joking?
No.
Let's be real. Paul Blart Mall Cop walked. So
So
nothing
Godfather
else.
Part Two could walk.
So nothing else had to run.
True.
Paul Blart was.
Paul Blart Mall Cop is about as good as it gets.
That's film. Like, let's be real.
My dad unironically enjoyed those movies. We rented
I
the first
mean,
one and the second one.
forgot there was a second one. I've never seen it. Was that a
What was
straight?
Kevin James thinking? Kevin
Was
James
that?
is actually a solid actor. Like,
Was that straight to DVD? I'm assuming it was.
I'm not sure,
There's
but
no
we
way that was
Redboxed
in
it.
theaters. Because if it was in theaters, I would have saw it.
I actually don't know.
I actually am aware that Grown Ups 2 was not as good as the original.
Yeah, it's just not, you know.
Why did
But
they make Grown Ups 2?
because Grown Ups 1 was so
I thought
successful.
when I saw Grown Ups 2 was announced and it was going to come out, I'm like, that's fucking heat. Like, 12-year-old me was like, oh yeah, that's film. That's film.
I mean, when
That's
Cars
heat.
2 was announced, I was ready to give up my whole life just so I could go watch it every single day. And I watched it and I was like, that's cinema. That's cinema.
And you were right.
It's literally like,
We really could have got Lightning in his prime, but no. We got Mater as
nah.
a CIA
We
agent.
don't, yeah, bro, we don't fucking need that shit. I mean, Cars 2 walked, so like every other spy movie in history could fly. Like, who needs any of the
Listen,
James Bond films when
all
you
I'm
have
saying
Cars
is
2?
Daniel Craig and the James Bond series stepped its shit up after Cars 2. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like the status quo was changed forever because of fucking Mater.
Because of Mater, dude.
Like, bro, you fucking scared? Huh? Are you
Oh,
fucking
man.
petrified?
When he almost fucking blew up the Queen of England to prove a point.
That was real.
That's some shit
Obviously, joke, guys. There is
It's
no
a
Queen of England
joke.
anymore, so.
It's true. There is no Queen of England anymore. So.
Yeah, the dude from Megamind was right this whole time.
That's another classic right there.
Honestly, does not get the love it res deserves. You could, like, there's arguments to be made about it being better than other DreamWorks pictures. Like, we can have a conversation about Megamind versus How to Train Your Dragon. I'm not even joking. That conversation can be had. I'm not saying it's better, like 100%, but there can be a conversation there.
Let's see. Did you see the new Puss in Boots?
I did. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
I haven't seen Puss in Boots, but I did see that they teased Trek 5.
Well, kind of. I don't want to say that they teased it. I think they more teased that, like, the universe still exists. But I can't say
But
with
like that's not a
confidence that, like,
teaser. Like, what do you mean it's still we knew that. It just doesn't like go away.
I know, but, like, I think they were just like, oh, this is for, like, the kids that aren't watching, fucking
Or was it a prequel?
pussy. No, it's
In
not.
the Shrek cinematic universe.
Because he said Puss in Boots was like, we gotta go see some old friends.
What if he
So,
met like I don't know, the guys he hung out with before?
that's entirely possible because he was already in Far, Far Away. But I actually don't know. I can't imagine that, like, Puss in Boots was on his last leg that entire time. I feel like he would have been a lot more cautious. But Puss in Boots was cinema. I'm not even going to lie. So if you have the chance, go check it out. Support your local indie film artists.
I'm going to say this. The funniest Shrek is 3.
It might be, bro.
No, the funniest Shrek is definitely 3. The best one's 2. But the funniest one's 3.
The best one's 2. The funniest one's either 1 or 3. 3 is like, it has no business being
that. I am an ogre.
One, I mean, the first 2 movies are as good as it gets.
3 is funny. I'm not talking about but Jack 4 is like, okay, that we're talking about overrated piece of shit right there.
literally just dog. Like,
come on though.
Talk about stuff that white people love, dogs. When you put dog in anything.
Dude, you're talking about stuff white people love as good as it gets.
To any Jack Nicholson movie.
You ask, well, maybe not The Departed.
Yeah, it's the one people actually should like.
Never forget that Jack Nicholson refused to wear a Celtics hat, but in the first 3 lines of the movie said the N-word.
One was in the script, one wasn't, so...
They didn't even tell me I had the worst Celtics hat.
Honestly, I blame Marty for that. He should have known better.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, this is just one of the many reasons why I'm better all time than Marty.
At what?
At my job. What job?
Seek employment.
I am employed. I'm a full-time Kyber brick hunter on Lego Star Wars.
Eddie Murphy wants a Shrek 5. Of course he does. He needs a paycheck.
I don't think Eddie Murphy... Okay, well, everybody wants a paycheck, but I feel like Eddie Murphy is probably like the best off of anybody in the Shrek cinematic universe.
I don't know. I mean, Mike Myers is probably pretty well off, man. He's probably still living off of Austin Powers.
Yeah. I mean, what else we got in the Shrek cinematic universe? We got...
Antonio Banderas is
probably...
Yeah,
Antonio Banderas is probably
He's
well
had
enough.
A very, you know, successful career, so like...
The highlight of Antonio Banderas' career is that one gif.
Did you know Chris Farley was supposed to be Shrek?
Really?
Yeah, and then he died. Like, they were like 80% done with the movie before he died. Or, but with his lines, I guess.
I cannot imagine Chris Farley as Shrek. Yeah. But I think it would be hilarious. I think it would have been great. Rip Chris Farley.
Rest in peace, Chris. My cat actually wants to do the show really quick.
Oh, what's up, Jack? We're on a first name basis.
Say something. He's a cat. That's all you got.
Okay, and?
That's all you got, man. All right,
you could give him a last name.
He's a little afraid of the spotlight, so he had to run away.
Can I build for the moment like that?
No. Absolutely not. Ops forced my man to be trembling with fear.
He's just absolutely fucking petrified of the moment.
Pissing down his leg and shit.
It's okay. I understand. I know what it's like to lose.
Why am I looking at... Like, I have just Shrek 5 Googled right now. That literally pulled up 86 million results for whatever reason. Who's the villain in Shrek 5? Like, how the fuck would we know?
Just gonna try to put money on it. It'd probably be a fairy tale creature.
The villain in Shrek 5 is a new character named Rumpelstiltskin. I think I've heard that somewhere before.
I think they just missed 4 on their
They may have not watched the 4th movie, and I don't blame them, but still.
Okay, we got to be honest with ourselves. 4 is a good movie.
No, 4 I don't think any of the Shrek movies are bad.
Three's pretty bad.
No, it's not, but it's funny. But gets the people going.
It is very funny. But it is objectively bad. Like, it for starters, it just doesn't need to exist. But, like, the existence of it isn't exactly hurtful. It's just, it's so funny. For what reason?
Does Shrek have a gender? Guess he doesn't.
I mean.
Says no.
Are we sure?
Says no.
Yeah, but, like, are we sure? Because no. Fiona's a princess.
They make a lot of dick jokes.
They do make dick jokes. Wait, when Shrek gets kicked in the balls in Shrek 2 by Donkey. True. Or in Shrek 3, bro. Like, that dude gets kicked in the balls a lot. And it always hurts, so.
My thing, though, is is like, is Shrek one of the best? Like, where does Shrek rank in animated series? Because I feel like that's a very interesting decision.
Because like I talk about How to Train Your Dragon, right? Are you taking How to Train Your Dragon?
Well, I just mean, like, in terms of, you know, all animated series. Because, like, you got Toy Story, right? Which it is not better than. But then you also got, like, I mean, Shrek versus Cars, right? Like, who are you taking there? I'd probably take Shrek as a series.
The Shrek series is better than the Cars series.
I personally have taken Shrek
2. Cars has like one and a half good movies. Yeah, sure. I mean, Shrek 2, like, unironically, one of the best sequels ever made. It's like up there with The Godfather Part 2, you know.
It's not wrong.
I wish I was joking.
I know. Like, it feels weird to say that, but, like, it kind of is. I'm all right with saying, like,
damn. Jesus. Damn.
Anyway.
I'm not sure what that's.
But, sure yeah, my fault. It's just the people breaking in, no worries. But I'm okay with saying
that. That's the ops forcing you to be snug as a bug on the road.
I'm alright with saying, like, Shrek is better than, well, definitely better than the Lion King series. Because there's one good Lion King movie, and there's like six Lion Kings. There's not that many Lion Kings, but like, how many of the motherfuckers you need, man?
Yeah, there's too many. Lion King 1.5. Come on now. We're lying to ourselves.
1.5 was crazy. I cannot believe they made that fucking movie, dude.
I had it on fucking VHS.
I feel like everyone did. It was like a straight-to-VHS movie.
Yeah, there's no way it was like a cinematic release. I used to have a Shrek CD with fucking 3D glasses. That was like...
That's the prized
possession of our household. Listen, the black and... Not the black and red. Blue and red 3D glasses. That's what it was.
Right, yeah. And those were heat. I wish... Yeah, those were still like available.
Really uncomfortable.
Didn't
always extremely.
Honestly, I would say hindered the movie watching experience.
but fire. Would do it again 10 times out of 10.
100%. Like, we're just like, now we're talking like the Avatar series.
Like the blue people?
Well, there's only, I'm pretty sure, one animated Avatar movie. It's not even animated, it's live action.
I mean, it's like partially animated. Depends on what your definition of animation is.
I cannot believe M. Night still has a job.
After Avatar?
After just like everything. General.
Yeah, I mean, M. Night...
That's really because he only still has a job because of Split.
M. Night in 2022 is a bit of like a... What does he even do sort of situation.
Well, Split was good. Apparently, Knock
at the Cabin wasn't bad.
He had that movie about, like, aging rapidly on that island, like, I think a year or two ago.
Yeah, old.
And then he has Knock at the Cabin, which might be good. I don't know. Obviously, Sixth Sense is, like, his masterpiece, and, like, it's good.
My rule about M. Night is that if his movie doesn't have Bruce Willis in it, it probably sucks.
And he will never be in probably a movie ever again.
Yeah, so.
Unfortunately.
You had a good run, M. Night.
Poor Bruce, man.
Yeah, I feel awful for fucking Bruce Willis, man.
Poor guy.
Hope he pulls through. I know it's not never going to be the same again, but like...
What do you mean pulls through?
Like, I just hope he's okay, you know?
But like, it's not like an injury. He's dementia.
I know, but... Some people handle it better than others.
I feel bad for Bruce.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie, though.
The man has dementia.
I'm sorry. It's tough.
Do you think so? And
worst part is how would like it's come to be this way, but
yeah. Do you? I want to know. I want to hear your prediction on Fast 10, though, because after seeing Fast 9,
Well, you saw the trailer, right?
I don't really remember. I mean, yeah, they had a Super Bowl trailer, but I don't remember much about it. I saw John Cena was back. Yeah. I'm stunned that Paul Walker ain't after the ending of 9.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
That was fucked up. What are they teasing him for? He's dead. Let it go, bro. It's over.
Oh, man.
Like, he's, no. Like, they're teasing, like, that, we talked about it in the Fast and Furious episode. It's like, it's crazy enough that they don't acknowledge the fact that that actor, well, they acknowledge the fact that Paul Walker died, but they won't acknowledge the fact that his character's dead, and they go so far as to tease him.
You said it, bro. It's over. Let it go.
Like, he's been dead for 10 years.
But what if they come back and he's, like, actually alive? The Fast and Furious movies were our clues the whole time.
Like, it was the Illuminati?
I'm going to say a big year for the Illuminati this year.
Because Rihanna threw up the dynasty sign.
Yeah, bro.
People do not know.
They do not know. They're like, oh, Illuminati confirmed. No. No, 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 no. You need to get educated. Get connected for free with Education Connection.
No. Now, if we're going to talk about white people, shit.
Those first Bell Hall of Fame.
Education Connect and J.G. Wentworth. 1,000,000%.
Don't forget the 100%. Guy who did like the ShamWow commercial.
Yeah, and Billy Mays.
Yeah, rest in peace, Billy Mays.
J.G. Wentworth, the General.
For a great little rate, you can get online, go to General Season Time.
There's a couple of Hall of Fame. I think Mayhem's a Hall of Famer from Progressive. Or not Progressive, yeah. Allstate.
Allstate, yeah. I remember the guy who was like voiced the Allstate commercials, like the guy with the really deep voice.
I think Samuel L. Jackson in the Capital One commercials is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's reached that status.
For sure.
You know, obviously Samuel L. Jackson was just not good enough on his own. He needed the fucking Capital One commercial.
I'm talking about commercial. He listen, two separate things. I would say Doug and Emu are getting there.
I mean, I can't stand them because they always play before YouTube.
It's true.
videos, and I'm like, stop.
Maybe a bad take, but I don't like flow.
I mean, she's just trying to help you bundle home an auto.
I understand that.
She's looking out for your best interests. Flo's all right. Jamie's the one I dislike.
I don't like
J
Jamie
Jamie's worse
either.
though.
I would agree.
Like I can deal with Flo. I like Flo, but Jamie's just like
I like
bonkers.
honestly, I like the Liberty Mutual commercials where it's like just like the people on the fucking street. Like
Yeah, or like on Ellis Island or whatever.
the bad takes ones like Liberty Liberty.
That one's really funny, actually.
That one's good.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's my favorite saying.
Oh, that's what we were saying.
Liberty
Liberty Liberty.
Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty Liberty is probably their best one. The one the one at the bowling alley is pretty good, where like Limu knocks over the bowling pins.
Right. Yeah. I love well, State Farm always got the athletes.
That's true. A-Rod, Mahomes.
Did they Baker? No, who had Baker? Progressive?
I think it was Progressive.
There was Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris
That
Paul,
was I
State
think that
Farm.
was the best State Farm was the Paul brothers.
Yeah, Cliff Paul.
Cliff Paul and Chris Paul. Those were good.
Those were very good.
Obviously Jake from State Farm's a staple. Especially nowadays.
Remember Drake from State Farm, the Super Bowl commercial?
Dude.
Aubrey's just completing side quests at this point.
Who else had really good commercials? I was stunned that we didn't really get a Dorito this year.
I'll be completely honest with you. I barely fucking paid attention to the commercials this year.
I mean, obviously the Breaking Bad one.
Yeah, but we already knew, like, the commercial, they already showed it before.
Mr. White.
I mean,
Although
same
I will
to
see a motherfucker like me would have actually had the timeline down a little bit. That cook was obviously from after they killed Tuco.
No, that cook's from episode one,
I
which
know.
means Walt shouldn't have had that look.
Yeah,
So
Walt should have had one, you should have had hair. Two, that should have been Crazy Eight.
yeah, three should have been a goatee and a mustache. Or a mustache
Yeah.
and a goatee.
Mustache, not a goatee. If they were really real, he would have been in his tidy whiteies. I'm pretty sure they had him in
Yeah,
the
that
whole cook gear, breaking down the fucking popcorners commercial.
important. Mr. Why?
I'm stunned they got Tuco back though.
Yeah, because his wife's like, he's never gonna play that role ever again.
And he
So
has multiple times since.
like you want a bag real
He's on
quick, just a
Better
quick
Call
update.
Saul. If you only watch the first episode of Better Call Saul, Tuco's like the biggest deal in the show.
Literally, like Tuco is what makes us like, oh, okay, maybe I will watch this show. And then you realize it's the best decision you've ever made.
And then fucking Frank Sinatra's My Way starts playing.
I get it now. I
How
mean, for what
funny.
it's a name.
Tuco's in the first episode, last episode. What is the meaning of life? What really defines a man?
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you think about it, without who knows, if Tuco never came back, we might have never gotten chicanery. Let that sink in.
What, this chicanery?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not crazy. Okay, I'm not crazy. I know he switched those numbers. I knew it was 1216. One after Magna Carta. If I would ever make such a mistake, never. Never. I just couldn't prove it. He covered his tracks. He got that the idiot at the coffee like the shop next Aiden Ross apology to lie for him. You think this is something? This chicanery? He's done worse. Like that billboard. You're telling me a man just happens to fall like that? No.
He
orchestrated it, Jimmy. He defecated through a sunroof. And I saved him. I shouldn't have. Took him into my own firm. What was I thinking? He'll never change. Never. Ever since he was 9. Couldn't keep his hands out of the cash drawer. Oh, but not our Jimmy. Not our precious Jimmy. Stealing them blind. And he gets to be a lawyer? What a sick joke. I should have stopped him when I had the chance. But you have to stop him. Oh, man. Charles McGill. Talk about some shit white people.
Hey, Chuck, as far as white people go, Chuck's all right.
You are a white boy.
He's like the worst person ever, but like, you know.
This is the
greatest legal mind I ever knew.
Seems I've stumbled in the middle of something.
Congrats on passing the Ohio State bar exam. You're the greatest legal mind I ever knew. Oh, and when you're in the courtroom, make sure and don't scream out, "The One Piece!
The One Piece is real!" They absolutely should have had The One Piece on the show. 1,000,000%. But I think we can wrap it up there. My name is Chicka. I can't do it. I tried. We are Pro Pilot Show. I am It's B-Riz, ITS B-Riz, EZ. Roz is Rozzy, double underscore.